You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Get your king cake on today.
Yeah, buddy.
Can you get a king cake anytime during the year? Philip is in the studio. Philip is from New Orleans. Can you get a king cake anytime of year, or is it just like now?
Dude, I wish you can get a freaking king cake any time of the year. You can get it like Kroger about 2 weeks before Mardi Gras, you know?
And that's about it.
Yeah, well.
Do not choke on the baby. A lot of people choke on that.
Let you know who Philip is.
Yeah, please.
We met Philip on the phone last week. He called in to give us some advice with a gentleman who was going through a potential breakup with his wife. And
he told us just a hilarious story.
He just sounded like a fun dude who wanted to come in and make our lives a little bit brighter. So Kelly invited him in the next day, and he came in.
I invited him in that morning, but he was busy.
He was working that morning, but he came in the next day, and you made us laugh, and we decided to give you a part-time job, right, Philip?
Yeah, you gave me a dream, I'd say.
I gave you a dream.
Yeah.
Now, no radio experience. We had just met you. We just went on a whim.
Yeah, I went to the mall to do a little bit of things this weekend. Everyone's saying, dude, you're such a fake. I'm like, nah, I'm just funny. That's it. I was like, you suck and I don't. That's it.
Yeah, that's the thing. People think that they think Philip's a plant.
That you're a plant.
Because his personality is too good to be true.
Yeah.
This morning I got out of my car and there was a cool car parked next to me. And it was parked and it was off. And I got out of my car in the dark parking garage. And out of nowhere, Philip jumps out. He's like, hey. I'm like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm just coming to hang out.
Why not?
He's here. He's here to work.
That's what you're doing. You're just hanging out.
Initiative. We brought in Philip for this segment because we're going to do our yearly Cajun accent challenge.
Oh, boy.
Which was a disaster last year.
Of course.
It will probably be the same this year. Yeah.
Right. But Philip, you're from New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my city proud a little bit. I can't let Texans come on here and do this.
So we're going to try our Cajun accents, and you're going to be the judge.
Did someone win last year, or was it that bad?
It was me.
I don't remember who won last year.
It was me.
We'll give it to Kelly just because.
Okay, Kelly, you can have
she
it.
She tends to win everything.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But well, I don't, if nobody remembers, then I'll claim it.
Definitely wasn't me.
Yeah, just in case we have forgotten what a Cajun accent sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Here's some examples.
All right.
But the best word in Cajun French of all time is couillon.
Couillon.
I know a lot of y'all know what a couillon is, but if you don't know, I'll explain y'all that. That's somebody that the lights is on, the gate is down, but the train ain't coming, you know? And I got news for y'all.
For y'all.
Everybody's family has at least one couillon in it.
Couillon?
Couillon.
Couillon?
And if yours doesn't, then it's you.
What's a couillon again?
Couillon. It's somebody that lights on, but nobody's home.
Gotcha. Mm. The couillon. Or couillon. Everybody
or
likes...
zip ahead, where I come from.
Zip ahead?
Zip ahead.
Couillon. Or everybody likes Cajun Charlie.
Man, hello, Shy. My name's Cajun Charlie. Just starting out with my video. I don't got much nothing to say right now, but I promise pretty soon I'll come back with jokes and maybe some recipes to cook the healing body or, you know, something like that. Hope you don't eat too much, because, ooh, Lord, I'm going to be hungry next week, and I'm going to come visit you for a meal.
Man, this sounds tough.
Yeah. Anybody listening, you know, we don't really sound like that. We're at least the part where I'm from.
Great, so glad that's our example.
All right, we got four sentences right in front of us.
The only one I know that I could do is the French one, since I took French for so long. I can't do Cajun, but I can speak French.
Okay.
I can read and speak French. That's it.
So we'll get going.
So how are we doing this?
We're going to go around the room with the first one. We'll kick it off with Jenna, because she took French.
No. We're all saying the same sentence?
No. There's,
yep.
Left is law.
Isn't French. What?
Left is law.
Left is law.
You're left.
You're left.
Go.
Okay, so I'm doing
the first sentence.
Oh.
We're all doing this. They're all doing each one.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's Jenna Owens attempting her Cajun accent.
I have no idea how to even start this. All right. I got to wait for Friday for that guap or I'll have to trap my car.
You what? She might have been the best.
You got to wait to see the rest, Philip.
Yeah, I have no idea how to even do it.
All right, Kelly.
Ooh, I got to wait for Friday for that guap or I have to trap my car.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it now.
That was
all
pretty.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
See, I needed an example.
Now, accent extraordinaire. Big Al.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. I got to wait for Friday for that guap. I have to trap that dear car, you know.
Dang!
Oh, Phillip's withholding judgment.
Wait, is that what Friday is? Friday?
Friday.
Hey.
Ooh. Is it?
Subject to interpretation.
I think I got it.
Okay.
Let me try. Ooh. Oh, I got away from Friday. What trap my car.
What? What?
Yes, that is exactly how the agent just mumbling and sounds. That's it.
Are you saying he won?
Nah, on the real, if I gave a winner, I'd have to give it to Big Al. I'm sorry, guys. Definitely my boy, Big Al. Hey, he went to the NOLA this weekend. He got more refresher than y'all. I'm sorry. He got a leg up on the game.
All right, Big Al Mac has 1 point.
He's a cheater. I'm sorry.
What's a guap?
Guap is money. You don't make guap.
Will you say the sentence?
What I'm going to say the sentence? I got away Friday for the guap. I had to trap my car. It actually means I have to wait till Friday or I'll sell my car.
Okay.
Hey, it also is authentic with the accent, too. My boy over there does have the accent down pretty good.
All right, winner of the first round, take the second one.
All right.
Oh, all right. The boogaloo visited honey child at night.
Oh, my God.
What?
What's up, Tia?
This is so rigged.
What are you talking about, Drew?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Phillip. Phillip,
so he's getting
excited. Since you've been in studio, how much cash has Al given you?
Not 200. No. He definitely did not pay me off 200 in the parking garage. Okay. Started.
So I guess I got to go next?
All right, come on.
The same sentence? Oh, that boogaloo visited that honey chili last night.
Honey chill. It's honey child.
Chili.
It's honey child.
Honey chili.
It's honey child.
To me, C-H-I-L-E is chili.
But it's honey child.
Honey child.
Honey child.
Honey chili.
Honey chili.
Okay.
Yes,
what's the name of that one show where they say honey child all the time? Honey boo boo. Are you honey boo boo, bro?
Okay. Go ahead, Jenna.
Oh, my gosh. Disaster. Okay. The boogaloo visited honey child last night. Not terrible?
Work on, your pronunciations just a little bit. You got it. You're getting it.
No, I don't even know what my pronunciations are supposed to be.
I cannot believe Al is
throw a little bit of Boston on it. I know a lot of people around the world are like, no, but
Boston.
Yes. Louisiana people sound a little bit of Boston.
See that? That's a good tip.
Okay.
I'm going to try that
next
time.
All right, here we go.
Here go, Kelly.
Oh, that booger will be the hot chocolate night.
Okay, Kelly and I sounded similar on that one.
All right, Phillip, who's getting that point?
All right,
JC?
That's a tie, man, but I'm going to have to give it to Big Al on a tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, man. Oh, that's my bro over there. He got it down. He knows his culture.
I'm going to have to give it. Al, you're doing excellent this
And if you want to know how that's pronounced, is the boogaroo visited my honey child last night. That's the boogeyman
the
visited my child last night.
The boogaroo.
The boogaroo.
The
boogaroo.
The boogaroo.
The boogaroo.
The boogaroo.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Jason, you go first this time.
Right. What's that thing right there?
Just guess.
Okay, here we go. All right. What? Don't laugh at my accent before I start.
Al getting all. I'm winning this.
All right, here I go.
Smug.
All right, here we go. I got that crab Woody, and I'll bring him by the shack on his close seat.
Hey, man, that was pretty close. I'm not going to lie.
You can't even pronounce the street right.
What is it, Cleo?
Cleo, I guess.
I mean, honestly, Cajun is just a bunch of mumbling. It's just deciphering syllables most of the time.
All right.
As long as you can understand the last word, right?
Right. That's all that counts.
All right. I gotta grab Brody and bring him by the shack on Cleo Street.
Oh my God, that one is actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so proud of you right now.
No, I don't know.
Jenna knows.
So you,
Jenna
knows
I think Phillip's feeling bad about it.
That's my worst one. No, thank you, Phillip.
No, she actually did pronounce that word that everyone's looking at right now pretty good.
Phillip, who would you say?
See, she gets the complex word out of everything on this list. She literally
What's
gets
complex?
The most complex.
Why didn't tell me what
Cleo?
That
right? Yeah.
Wody? The one I screwed up.
The one that starts with a W, guys.
Wody.
That's
complex.
Wody.
Wody.
Yeah,
Wody?
I didn't expect any of y'all to know that.
What is Wody?
No, I said it on the radio, but I didn't think y'all were paying attention.
You know what I did? Because I just went the opposite of what I thought it was.
So, a little background story. Who has the best Cajun accent in your family, you would say?
Best Cajun accent in my family?
Yeah.
Considering my family ain't just blood, it has to be my nanny. She's holding it down
nanny.
Right now.
Okay.
She's definitely listening.
So, that's what you're listening
to. We do
for.
Not have babysitters. We got nannies. I'm sorry. What no, is? I didn't pay for her. She's just family.
Okay.
What is Wody?
Wody?
Wody? That's a friend. That's my companion.
My Wody.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go,
ridiculous.
Kelly.
Ooh, I gotta grab Wody and bring him by the shack on Cleo Street.
Valid effort.
Okay.
I'll give that valid effort.
I quit.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, Al also has to go on this one, right?
I had a valiant effort, and he said Jenna's was good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
All right, Al.
All right. I gotta grab Wody, bring him on by the shack over there on Cleo Street.
Screech?
You gotta Screech. Admit that was bad.
I gotta admit that all y'all got it wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but fine, but who was the best? The
point, by the way, my friend who is Creole texted me and said, I won that last round.
Of course your friend
said that. Right, who was the
I'm gonna Creole? Give that one actually to Jenna.
What?
Yeah. All right, this is now we know. This is officially
Jenna won. Al 2. Kelly and I are officially not able to win
and
this.
And for those of y'all that are listening, it's I'm about to grab my Woldy. I'll bring them by CL 10 Street. I'm not bringing them by Cleo. It's CL 10.
Oh, CL 10.
Yeah.
Oh, there. Uppity Kelly.
It's not Cleo, it's CL10.
Is that an IO or a 1-0?
It's actually 1-0. I didn't know it either. It's all good.
Oh,
yeah. He actually told me back there. I was like, bro, it's been a while since I've been to the homeland, man.
Well, then why would they put an I and a 0 and an O instead looks like of a an 1 I and a 0? Zero. Me.
Yeah. That is definitely like a CLIO.
I got intel. It's CLIO, but in Louisiana, they pronounce it CL10, apparently. That's the word on the street. The word on the street. Now, Jenna, you could tie it up here with Big Al Mack. So I guess Kelly and I do have to do it.
Yes.
We don't even have to.
No, you need to get on the board.
Okay, we'll try.
Okay, Laissez Le Bon's Temps Roulet. How's that?
Boston.
I'm so pissed.
Let me try this. I can't even get a point.
I can't even stand it.
Boston. Laissez Le Bon Temps Roulet.
There you go.
Really?
That's pretty close. I'm going to give that a valid effort.
That was Boston stuff.
Oh, I'm up?
Yeah, go, Jenna.
Well, I'm just going to do the French way. Because
no, let Al do it, because Jenna knows French.
No, but I don't have the accent. I don't have the Cajun. I just know the French.
Okay, go.
Okay. Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Whoa. That was straight up
she
French.
She just swept the competition. Everyone give it up.
That was French, though. That was French, though.
Yeah, I didn't do the Cajun. I just know how to do it.
All right, go Cajun.
I just know how to say it in French.
All right, here we go.
Laissez les bon temps rouler. Well, all right, then. The winner is Jenna. I guess we have a tie.
We have a tie?
If anybody says it honestly, it'd be laissez le bon temps rouler. Like, I don't know. You got to put a little grunge on it.
Yeah, okay. So, okay. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Oh, I feel like a hockey game.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
I feel like we just had a hockey game. We had a tie.
What do you mean? No, they're printing off a tiebreaker between Jenna and Big Al Mack.
Oh, man.
Well, you just said.
I can take a tie.
No, I'm, like, so happy with second place. Al has it. Al wins.
It's coming in right now.
What? Well, and Bon Temps, if you watch True Blood, that's what they call that area. Did you watch True Blood? You a fan of that?
Bon Temps? I never watched True Blood in my life.
No, yeah, it's in the bayou.
Bon Temps?
Bon Temps,
it's on HBO
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
The vampires? Yeah, they all got the
see,
Cajun accent.
The whole Twilight thing just ruined werewolves and vampires for me. I just can't do it anymore.
All right, here's your tiebreaker, Jenna.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
And Big Al Mack. Big Al Mack, you can go first as Jenna went first last time.
Oh, my God.
This is the tiebreaker. Philip is our judge because he is from New Orleans. And his nana speaks this way.
My nanny.
Nanny.
Okay.
Go, Al.
Go.
All right.
He's reading it.
There's no more turtles. The Almadillion dig up all the eggs.
Good job, Al. Good job, man.
All right, Jenna.
Wow. I got a pat on the head right there.
Okay.
That was equivalent to a pat on the head.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. This one's difficult. Yeah. Okay. Like, they've all been very difficult. Okay. There's no more turtles. The Almadillions dig up all the eggs. I have no idea. The Almadillions.
What are the armadillos?
The armadillos. The armadillos.
Dig up all the eggs?
Okay. You almost busted out the Paul Rudd Wonderlust line.
Armadillos?
Kelly? Can we let Kelly get back in?
Who was the leader?
No, I already quit.
Who wins, Philip?
Say this one for us, Philip.
Who was the least bad?
Yeah. Okay, the least bad out of that scenario, I'm going to have to give it to my boy, sadly, Big Al over here, because that man just has the grunge in his accent. I respect it so
Big
much.
Big Al Mack wins the Cajun accent right. challenge.
Will you all say right. it, Philip?
The no more turtles, the armadillos done dug up all the eggs. So that means that your turtle's eggs just got snatched by some armadillos.
Oh, dang.
All right, I won.
Well, Al, you're going to be the champion forever, because I think that concludes
go,
the Cajun challenge forever.
I'm glad with that.
Congratulations,
that
you speak worse than everyone else, including me.
That they're going,
I'm
no, not
sorry.
Doing it again.
I'm sorry to everyone with the fabulous Cajun accent we offended.
Yeah,
we tried. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We've all been waiting to hear about Kelly Raspberry's Tinder date. Finally happened yesterday. We'll celebrate it during Tinder Tuesday, coming up in about 20 minutes.
It's a celebration.
Oh, my. I just looked over at Kelly, and what are you wearing?
It's hair curlers. What?
You look like
your
a Bruno Mars video.
Your wife never wears curlers?
No. Can you tell her too? I think they're cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Those are like,
I think
spools of thread, the big ones.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Guys, just it's like guys are. I don't like this. Like you just don't even. You just want to see the finished product.
No, I like that. I think those are cool. I think when girls wear those head curlers that Bruno has in the Uptown Funk video are sexy.
Well, I'm not getting a perm.
Does that make me crazy? I don't know if it makes me crazy.
Hey. I had a date with my Tinder bear, for lack of a better nickname at this point. So I come up with a good fake radio name for him. And I invited him to go home to South Carolina with me for Thanksgiving. Does that make me crazy?
No, Kelly, that makes you...
Clear alert, stage 5.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, okay, I was just checking.
Thank you, you're welcome. No, let's kick off. Does that make me crazy?
A date about a year from now.
You should see my eyes right there. I was like, what?
So Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel was in Plymouth, Massachusetts over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
He was reporting on a snowstorm because they're going crazy up there.
I heard
those.
They got a little snow up there.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, he got way excited about some lightning during the storm. There were a total of 6 lightning strikes, and he went completely nuts over all 6 of them.
Oh, yes! Yes! Yes, we got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it! Yes! Listen to that! Listen to that! Oh, baby!
We got a lightning strike?
Is lightning a rare occurrence in that part of the country?
I think during a snowstorm like that, that's a rare thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, he's trampling through what seems to be
two feet of snow
as it's snowing.
Oh, he's going nuts over it.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it! Yes!
I love it. Listen to that!
Oh, you got air phenomenon. Check out Kid TV for the video of this.
Woo!
He needs to be a sports announcer, not a weatherman.
I love this guy.
Hey, you know what? I love a passionate weatherman. I love passion.
You do. You do love passion. Jenna, you were telling me that you had one that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I don't know how crazy this is. It just happened yesterday. I met my best girlfriend at the mall, and we just couldn't find anything we wanted. So as I'm walking around the mall, I do this when I shop at the mall in person. I also online shop at the same time on my cell phone. Does that make me crazy?
Wow, I think you're a multitasker.
Multitasker and crazy shopper.
You're walking around the mall.
But you're online shopping.
While you're shopping online on your phone.
Exactly. I'm in an app. I'm in my favorite Revolve clothing shopping app on my cell phone as I'm perusing the items in person at the mall, trying to determine if my time is being wasted walking around the mall or if I should just go home and online shop more.
That's strong.
That's pretty crazy.
Well, sometimes I get a cup of coffee on my way to get a cup of coffee. Like at my house, in my apartment, they have the coffee maker down there, and I may stop at the gas station, but I get a cup of coffee to go get a cup of coffee.
Get coffee here. No,
yeah, you're crazy.
I do the same.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, we didn't get a PhD or anything, but we'll still let you know if you're crazy or not.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah, because we got that on lock. We've been doing this for a while.
We can diagnose
you. Yeah, we're experts.
Blanca, you're on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing?
We're doing good.
Great, go ahead.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What's your question for us?
Well, every time I go to the store, I have to smell the bubble gum before I buy it. Does that make me crazy?
You have to smell the what?
The bubble gum.
The bubble gum.
Why?
Where are you from, Blanca?
Louisiana. I'm from Georgia.
Really?
You sound a little bit Cajun. We thought maybe you were one of our Louisiana listeners.
Why do you have to smell the bubble gum?
No. I don't know. It's like every time I buy it, I have to smell it before I buy it.
Well, you should have entered our Cajun contest.
Yeah, I mean,
she's way Cajun.
I think I do that as well.
Smelling bubble gum, it's just nice.
Yeah, Blanca, I don't think you're crazy. I think you're just normal like everybody else.
Okay.
Does that make you feel better?
What is your bubble gum of choice, Blanca?
Better.
What is your bubble gum of choice?
Sir?
What is your bubble gum of choice? Bubble yum, bubblicious.
I preferably have to have mint.
Mint. All right, there you go. Thank you, Blanca.
Thank you, Blanca.
Have a wonderful day.
My favorite bubble gum.
I like wintergreen. I don't like the spearmint. I like the wintergreen.
I like bubble yum.
My daughter chews juicy fruit, and I have a gag reflex.
What?
Makes me the smell of juicy fruit. triggers something in my gizzard, and I feel like I'm going to throw up. She'll chew it in front of me. Your gizzard right there, you know, in your throat. It makes me want to throw up. I don't know what it is about that smell.
Weird.
Just thinking about it.
Don't want to gag your gizzard.
No, you don't.
No.
Say that. Angela, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What's your problem?
Well, I can only poop in the dark.
Aw, I'm glad you feel like you can trust us to share that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, if the lights are on, you can't?
No.
Wow.
I have to have the light off.
Let's just have this scenario.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
You're at a restaurant. Uh-huh. You have to go. I mean, it's like there's no way. You got to go. It's a public restroom with more than one stall. Do you turn off the lights?
No, I can't go. Actually, in the town I live in, I have hunted down the restrooms at gas stations that I could go into a private bathroom.
Yeah.
Just in case I need to go.
So you got them on lock. You got a little GPS.
I know which one to go to.
You know what? That's just your thing.
I have questions about, like, after, you know, to make sure everything's set. You know what I mean?
I don't want
to
know that.
She's good. You don't need to ask.
Yeah. Okay. Angela, I go with crazy.
I go with not crazy.
Really?
I just think that's your thing.
Wow. I mean, I'm a poopologist.
My husband gets on to me all the time because he says I'm messing myself up because I hold it.
But that's not good.
Everybody's poop stinks, so it doesn't matter, you know, who smells it.
Or if the lights are on or off. I mean, that doesn't affect.
Deep thoughts right there.
I want to be in the fly on the wall when you and your husband having a conversation.
He's looking out for her bowel health.
Yes.
Angela, good luck, okay? Hey, at least you don't have to buy light bulbs for the bathroom, so that's good.
We're a little split on you, sweetie, but.
Yeah, you're half crazy.
Okay.
All right. Everybody wants to be crazy during Does That Make Me Crazy? Josh, welcome to the Does That Make Me Crazy lines. What is your problem?
All right. So 2 weeks before my annual dental checkup, I'll go somewhere else to another town and get my teeth cleaned, and then I'll go to my checkup, and they think that I clean my teeth, but I really don't clean my teeth. And the kicker is, I don't have dental insurance, so I pay it out of pocket.
You have to pay twice?
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Aww. You're just...
You do the pre-cleaning the cleaning.
OCD with your teeth,
no.
I guess?
Or? No, because he doesn't all year.
He doesn't want to get in trouble with his personal dentist, so he goes to some random person to clean his teeth so he gets accolades for it.
I kind of get it. I mean, that's a lot of effort, but it's like the person that delays their physical because they've been really unhealthy and they want like another week or two to diet before they go to the doctor to get a physical.
Yeah, or sort of like the person that cleans their house completely before the maid comes.
Right.
Don't want them to think bad of you.
Do you pre-do a lot of things? Like, do you pre-eat before dinner?
No, not normally. I just don't want them to know that I'm not as clean as I should be.
You're not flossing regularly. See, I always start flossing like 2 or 3 days before.
Yeah.
And they're always like, great job.
That's all you need to do.
Like, okay.
It's so easy to sneak it in there.
Uh-huh. And I guess you don't care what the out-of-town dentist thinks. I mean, because he's an out-of-town dentist.
Right. You're never going to see him again.
Yeah.
You go to different ones every time, right, Josh?
I'm afraid I have to go with crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
It's just
Josh.
Too much effort.
That's a lot of doctor's appointments.
Lot.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you're
crazy.
Welcome. Good job, Josh. Right. You're crazy, buddy.
You're clean teeth, right, but crazy.
You're welcome.
Crazy, you're welcome.
Isn't it cool that they say thank you when
clean
we call
crazy.
Crazy. When we say you're crazy?
Clean crazy.
Let's go to some eating statuses here.
Okay.
Wendy, what makes you crazy?
Okay. So I have to eat my hamburgers or sandwiches or whatever is on bread. I have to eat it in a circle pattern all the way around until it's completely gone. Ooh. And my husband will mess with me. He'll just come up and take a bite, and it makes me have to start over. I have to start the whole circle over again.
Just to mess with you.
But that's cute crazy. I say cute.
Okay.
I say cute crazy.
I can deal with cute crazy.
Yeah, cute crazy.
I don't have a problem with the way you eat your sandwich.
I
eat mine top to bottom.
Right.
Yeah, what happens if I wanted to go halvesies on a burger with you at dinner?
No.
Yeah, that rocks her system.
Yeah. No.
Sharing is not caring.
It can't.
You're not crazy.
Yeah,
you're cute.
That'll short circuit me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'll short circuit me.
All right.
I love it.
Oh, does that make me crazy?
Yeah. I think I've done this before. Tiffany, what do you do that's pretty nutty?
Well, I randomly break out into song or movie lyrics in my head. Like, anytime someone says, like,
okay, and this one time I automatically think Bandcamp, or if they say something that relates to a song like Walking into Spider Webs or something like that, I automatically start singing No Doubt in my head.
I do the same thing.
Does that make me crazy?
That makes you JC.
And I'm crazy.
No,
it's
you
really
should.
Hard sometimes to, you know, especially when you're face to face with somebody and you've got this going in your head and you got to keep from laughing out loud.
That just makes you like lyrics.com or something.
Yeah, Tiffany, you're not crazy. You're not lyrics.com.
Crazy. That's funny.
Lyrics.com. All right, that works.
Yeah, or Metro right, Lyrics, one of the two.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Mandy, I think Kid Craddock would appreciate this one right here. Go ahead.
Bring it.
Okay, I'm gluten-free, but every time I go to the grocery store, I like to just stand in the bakery section and smell the bread.
Just because you can't eat it?
No, I can't eat it, but I love the smell.
I know, right?
Now, are you gluten-free by choice or because
you have celiac?
Celiac.
I don't have celiac. I just have the intolerance to
okay.
it.
Yeah, okay.
But
IBS is what
that is. If I eat it, it's bad.
Right. So you just go smell the bread since you can't eat it? I think that's smart.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
I get it. Gosh, when I try and do gluten-free just to be healthy, yeah. I just stare at, like, cinnamon raisin bread in the store and look at it and cinnamon rolls. I just will look at it. I don't smell it, but, like, man, maybe I want one.
I got so upset when they moved the bakery out because I used to drive by the bakery all the time, drive by the street and just smell it. Mm.
It's so good. No, man, you're not crazy. You're smart.
You're just deprived.
Yeah, you're deprived. Deprived with some carbs. And we'll finish it with Susie, why can't you eat eggs, Susie?
I cannot eat eggs because I can see that little white umbilical cord attached to the yolk. And if I don't take it off, or whoever cooks my egg doesn't take it off, I won't eat it.
Wait.
That made me crazy.
Wait.
What?
There's an umbilical cord in an egg?
The little
Have
white.
Have you never seen it? It's like a little white worm.
The little white part in the egg.
That little white part.
What?
Did we just rock your world?
It's
yes.
Like, it's
disgusting, Kelly. It's disgusting.
Because there's yellow and clear
so
yolk.
I take a fork and I'll pull it off. And it just grosses me out so bad I can't do it. So if we're in a restaurant
I
can't see my eggs being made, I won't eat them.
You didn't know
that. I didn't know that.
No.
I didn't know there was umbilical cords in the egg.
Yeah, the little white. There's the yeah. It's like Jenna said, there's the clear part. There's the yellow. And then there's a little
and
bitty.
And on top of the yellow, there's a white little squiggly.
You ever wondered why there's white when you crack an egg and it's like kind of the yellowish clear part with the egg white?
But what do you need the umbilical cord if the egg's not attached to the mama? Because that's how you get the food.
That's attached to the shell.
That's why we have the age-old question, what came first, the chicken or the egg, JC?
I can't eat eggs anymore.
Oh.
I don't know if I can
do that. Disgusting. Okay. And if I do have to eat eggs that someone else made, I'll find it.
So you can even find it after it's cooked?
Oh, yeah.
You'll see it. It's a stringy thing. It's disgusting.
My mind was just blown.
I had no idea. No.
Susie, it makes you informative. Thank you.
One time I got like an 8-piece at the chicken place, and I saw the umbilical cord like out of a chicken wing.
Oh,
and it was really
cool.
Oh, wow.
Will you throw someone now when you order your eggs? I mean, because I eat eggs all the time, scrambled, over medium, over
easy. He eats them boiled every day.
I know, but I'm saying, will you, instead of ordering egg whites, will you just start to order, can I just have eggs?
Can I get umbilical?
Just the umbilical cord.
Can I just get the umbilical cord, please?
JC, I had no idea.
I didn't know, Kelly.
Nobody's ever
told me. Apparently, Jenna and Al knew. I didn't know.
Teach that in school. I didn't have that in class. I missed that day.
Susie, thank you so much for teaching us something new.
Or curse you.
Well,
I'll never be able to eat them again.
Crazy until he saw it, and I made him do it for me. Now he does it for himself.
Wow.
It's easy when you crack them to get it out because it's like it has a different texture and it's so sticky that you can. I just kind of throw those pieces away.
I'm questioning life now. I didn't know there was.
How many umbilical cords and eggs do you think you've eaten, JC?
You eat 12 eggs a day.
Like now it's like the damage is done.
Oh, no.
You've eaten at least 1 billion umbilical cords.
You know what I'm saying? This really rocks my life right now.
Is this
now.
True? Because somebody told me this. When they make sausage, that little clear plastic casing around it is like intestinal lining.
Yeah, that's
true.
Oh.
Okay, see, that's why I started cutting that
off. Why do you think hot dogs are intestines inside of intestines?
Okay, I can't eat it anymore. I'm like, this is
so
really
So is the umbilical
bad.
Cord
Happy
good?
Breakfast, everybody.
How many people stopped eating their eggs right now?
Yeah.
I hope someone had a mouthful of eggs.
A mouthful of umbilical cord.
Okay, stop it.
Well, I just...
That rocks my world. I didn't know
why eggs need an umbilical cord.
That's why I quit eating eggs years ago.
They still need to be fed.
They're so good for you.
The chicken growing, I get the concept, but I just never put two and two together.
But a baby inside a mommy, the umbilical cord gets the nutrients from the mommy.
Where is the chicken getting the nutrients if it doesn't have an umbilical cord?
But it's in an egg. The egg's chilling by itself.
Science. Science, Kelly.
Right? The egg's not eating stuff.
I think the egg, at some point before it comes out, it forms its shell. You know, I'm sure there's a hole at one end of it, maybe, that's still connected.
It's pre-umbilical.
Right,
okay, and the egg cuts it.
See, I draw the line at the double yolk when it comes out double.
Oh, the twins?
The twins, yeah. I can't.
Jenna has a thing for twins.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've been patiently waiting for this break because we finally get to dive deep into the Kelly Raspberry Tinder date. It is Tinder Tuesday, everybody.
All right.
As always, we brought in the selfie queen, Elena Davies. Because we found you on, what was it, Twitter or Instagram?
I found y'all.
I remember. I remember.
You were actually the first one to ever follow me or tweet me and stuff. And I was like,
Jenna was.
So excited. And then Kid, and then I came on for the some call-in bit.
We did, you where you could ask us anything, and you called in.
Yeah.
You were just really a regular citizen of Kid Nation.
Honestly, I think Selfie Queen should be changed to Tinder Queen. Because Elena spends so much time on Tinder and always posts her on Twitter, like screenshots of conversations she has with guys on Tinder.
If we have questions about Tinder or Instagram, well, Jenna's good at Instagram, but everybody else, we can ask Elena or Jenna about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, Elena has the Tinder down.
Like, down. your Tinder stories are funny. We'll get into those, but first, we got to get into this Tinder story.
Kelly.
The match made in Tinder.
Well, there's nothing much to really tell.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you dare.
It's not even Tinder Tuesday anymore with Kelly. Every day is Tinder Day for Kelly. She actually swiped right and met a guy. And yesterday was their first
meeting date.
Face-to-face meeting.
After texting and calling and doing hang up first. No, you hang up first.
Well, we didn't do that. We haven't gotten to that stage
Lots
yet.
Of phone conversations, and now the awkward first
lunch
time
date.
Face-to-face. You went to lunch and wouldn't tell us where you were going.
Yeah, I didn't want y'all to know.
Off the beaten path, keep it a secret.
Did you
meet at the restaurant, or did he pick you up? Okay.
No, okay, so you walk into that restaurant, Kelly.
Yeah, so we had been talking. This is the key, I think, before you do your first date, is you talk a lot on the phone first.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
And then when you actually meet, it's not quite probably as awkward as it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, he has the advantage of seeing all my glorious pictures on Google. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So, you know, if I just showed up looking kind of clean, it was a pleasant surprise, probably.
I hope you did show up looking kind
of
clean.
That is the problem with our job.
Oh,
we can't hide. We're everywhere,
You know, there's pictures of me when I say, y'all, I don't have my heels on. Don't take a picture of me. And they'll post it anyway, me barefoot, standing there like white trash. That's on the internet.
Good.
You know, and pictures of me and my daughter's nightgown. He saw that one. I'm like, great,
you know. You're a classy lady from South Carolina.
Well, the thing is, everything he saw was not a deal breaker.
Yeah, he still wanted to go.
He's still in the game.
Still
that's
in the
a
game.
Lot.
Okay.
So we met for lunch. He got there a little bit before I did.
Oh, he was early.
Well, he told me he wanted to get there first. He wanted to do that because he didn't want... He just thought, I guess is that a gentlemanly thing to be there when I get there?
Yeah, it is, because he gets to stand up and grab the chair for you and pull it out. Yeah.
Well, he was waiting.
He waiting in the waiting area or at the table?
He said, I'll wait for you outside. I said, look, the weather's so bad. Just wait for me inside the door. He wanted to wait outside
for
me. But
you know what he looks like, so you were certain that you would see him and know. But I know that he is shorter. So were
we're about the same height.
Were you worried that he was going to be shorter
than
advertised?
Men typically lie.
Yeah.
Men do lie about an inch or two.
Did he lie?
He's about right. I mean, you know, but I'm wearing a little, you know, my little heelys and even makes me look. But I'm such a big girl.
Oh,
you're not.
You know, I am.
Really need to stop saying that.
You're tall.
I am. I'm
you're
5'9
tall.
And a half.
Yeah.
I'm a big girl. People come to meet my family for the first time. They're like, y'all are big people. My dad's big. My mom was tall. She's starting to shrink a little bit. She's about 5'7 now. My brother's big. We're just big people.
Okay.
You know, and not everybody comes from big stock.
I know, but I want to know how you felt when you
Shout
finally
out.
Lock
it
eyes
just,
in person.
It was like, well, finally, we got that. We got past that.
This? Did you feel this?
Did you hug?
No, y'all don't make it.
Yeah, you hugged.
Yeah.
Yes, we hugged, of course. You're like, hi, finally nice to finally meet you, even though we felt like we already met.
Okay, on the hug, kiss on the cheek or just
flat out hug?
Okay.
All right.
And we sat down and had lunch together.
And he said, hi, I'm Tinder boyfriend. And you said, I'm Kelly, let's sit down.
No, we're past that.
What
He's
kind of
really
restaurant?
Sure how he feels about the Tinder bear. nickname. I said, yeah, I just kind of said that in a panic mode when JC and Kenzie had their cutesy nicknames, and I felt like I had to have one.
You got
to
earn that.
Sounds like he's pretty much down with the radio part of
it. Yeah, he's okay with
he
it.
He understands it.
I told him, I said, I know it's probably fun stuff right now, but it kind of probably get old pretty soon, so I'm probably going to have to stop talking about it.
What kind of restaurant did you guys go to?
It was a restaurant that businessmen tend to go to. This is a very strategic. My friend Amy suggested it because we knew everybody's going to know Kelly Raspberry is going out on her first Tinder date.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to make it really awkward with everybody looking at us. So Amy, I was about to call her Emma Kelly. Amy recommended this restaurant that businessmen tend to go to a lot.
Well, we know business people listen.
That it's President's Day,
mm-hmm.
and it would be slow. And she was right. It was about a ghost town in there.
Perfect for you.
Okay. Oh,
so it was really good. It was great. It was a nice little steakhouse, whatever. So that was perfect.
Dimly lit.
No. It was daytime.
Very bright.
What was the first topic of conversation?
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember. We talked for 2.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's
your lunch
more important.
Was 2.5 hours?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
That's a great sign if the conversation just clearly flowed.
It's a sign that he didn't have a job to get back.
No,
there.
He did. He got a little grief for being really late.
Now, this is how you know if this is going to continue. Did he pay for this date?
Well, duh, yes.
Well, I'm just making sure because sometimes.
Well, you think I was reaching into my wallet? No.
Sometimes people go Dutch on the first one.
No.
Sometimes people do not go Dutch on the first one.
You
not
know what? I'm all for progressive thinking, but not when it comes to that. A man pays first date. That's just tradition.
Kelly taught me that because I used to throw out my card because I never wanted a guy to think I had these expectations. And she said, stop doing that. Let the guy buy you a drink and let the guy buy you if he offers.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm going to tell you something. Y'all were saying I was messing up. We did talk about, when I first swiped right on him and he swiped back and he messaged me and then I didn't hear from him for 2 days.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the way he looked. I mean, that's all you have to go on is looks at first.
And a little bio, right?
Very little. Mm-hmm. It's just, you don't go into a diatribe. You shouldn't. He said he really liked that mine was just kind of brief and to the point. And I was just like, I was casual. He said he said if I hadn't texted him back, we wouldn't be sitting there. Yesterday. So y'all gave me grief because, for a woman, I don't know how it is for speaking for myself. I was really kind of selective. I only swiped right on about 4 or 5 men and he, but men are a little bit more, they don't, he had like 30 or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, play their numbers, man.
In order for me to stand out, I had to message him back. Well, I just messaged him back that one time.
Yeah, they're less.
If he hadn't messaged me back after that second one, I wouldn't have. Then it would be embarrassing.
But what'd your bio have that caught his attention? Like, I like sausage.
It just said
girl,
that.
You gotta hang out with me and get some sausage.
No, it was just really simple. I said, I have a really fun or a cool job or a fun job. Uh-huh. And I'm a single mom with a really cool job or really fun job.
Perfect.
And every once in a while, I like to get on and swipe around on Tinder.
Okay.
That was it.
Now, let me get this.
I know you like funny guys. Was he funny?
I didn't have any laugh. I mean, he's pleasant and charming, but we didn't like tell jokes.
You're just talking, getting to know each other.
We were doing like a stand-up comedy
well, it's hard
routine.
Until you've been dating someone and you kind of have inside jokes or know each other well to make each other laugh.
Those come along
you're
later.
You're at the, getting to know each other.
But so later you'll vibe off each other and kind of be able to be playful and joke around.
Right. He's divorced and I'm divorced. And he, like we all do, I think we go through this we date younger people phase.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us more recently than others. And he was ready to be with someone his own age.
Mm, really?
That would be me.
Now, let me get this on at the lunch. Are you guys sitting next to each other or are you sitting across from
each other? It was a booth.
Looking was there any, while you were talking, did you guys reach out and touch hands at all?
Mm, well, just once.
Okay, a little hand touching. Did you grab the kneecap at all?
No, that would be way too intimate for a first lunch date, JC.
Sometimes you just crack a joke and then ha-ha and then
grab the kneecap. It wasn't an intimate booth. It was kind of a stretch.
Okay.
To make any physical contact, you'd have to lean across and reach.
But you would do that.
I would, but I mean, it wasn't appropriate.
Okay.
So you guys just basically talked about stuff.
Everything. I think we've run out of things to talk about.
So now
we
what?
We talked about everything.
So when's the next date?
Are you going to stay?
Friday night.
So you have a Friday night date. Okay.
It would be before that, but we can't fit. Our schedules are really busy, which is, he also said that's another thing, because he needed another person who's a parent to understand the demands on being a single parent and our schedules are really bad. So
did you guys talk about taking the profiles down, the Tinder profiles down?
Well, as a matter of fact,
did you?
Oh my gosh!
Well, he had already taken his down. He said he'd already been on a few dates, and he said he felt like he got lucky with me, and so he went ahead and deleted his. And I said, well,
Whoa!
I'm not going to be Kelly, swiping around on anybody.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
I didn't, but I'm not going to.
They got umbilical cords.
Swiping around.
You're Tinder official?
I guess so. I deleted it.
Oh my gosh, I got to check Kelly's Facebook. If she's in a relationship already, I don't know what
FBO
I'm going to do.
FBO already?
No, is that Facebook official?
Yeah.
No, I won't do that. That's a little bit premature.
They're just Tinder official.
But if I'm not going to use the app, why keep it up and have all these men swiping right on me and I'm just breaking their heart by not responding?
Kelly thinks she deletes apps when in reality she just like does the close.
Uh-huh. I deleted it. He showed me how to do it.
Oh, okay.
He deleted it for you? Oh, man, it took control.
Now, normally, Kelly, I just press the button until everything gets wiggly and then I hit the X.
But apparently
he showed me how to go on there and actually delete it.
So it's gone.
On.
This is the question everybody's waiting for, Kelly. You made a pinky promise with your daughter.
I did.
There was no kissing to be had on this date, only
she
French
kissing.
She said
I could do a European air kiss because she was confused.
Uh-huh.
And she said that she meant the European air kiss and not the French kiss.
So did you or did you not?
He did the European.
The European French
kiss?
The double
thing. And that's all.
That's when you threw your tongue at him and said, come here, big boy.
And I told him and Kelly about it later. I said, Mommy, just did the European air kiss.
No French kiss?
Come on, Kelly.
And
you threw that tongue out there like you're trying to catch a fly.
Well, Mommy, next time on your second date, he can give you a peck.
Wow.
It's very generous of her.
Isn't that?
Do you have a curfew Friday night or is...
No,
or
she's
are the
staying.
Kids taken care
she's
of?
Staying with her grandparents.
Did you tell? Whoa! You're gonna get to see Manor?
I'm so excited for Friday night and then Monday next week on the show.
No, you notice I'm keeping it calm.
Okay,
where are you going?
Jumping around like an idiot anymore.
Where are you going?
I'm not gonna tell you where we're going.
Oh, we're gonna find out.
We're going someplace I've never been before.
Perfect.
Oh,
a club.
Huh. Nope.
You're not going to a bar?
It rules out the
it's
dollar
a restaurant
store.
That has live music, I think.
Restaurant with live music. Oh, we're going to so crack this case. Did you tell him you loved him?
Yes, JC, I did. No.
All right, well.
But I'm very happy. It went very well.
There's a date number two.
You buying a new outfit?
I don't know.
Of course she's buying a new outfit.
You have to.
What kind of question is that?
You have to while it's so exciting.
And she's going to
buy it'd be wrong if you didn't.
Oh, you're going to wear tight pants. Oh, you got to show off those legs.
Am I flat booty? No, thanks. But yeah, my legs are pretty.
Yeah, you got great legs. Uh-huh. That's your best feature.
Thanks, JC. But they're attached to my flat booty.
There's underwear for that.
Yeah. They got the Madonna underwear that she was wearing at the Grammys.
Lord. Set my butt up on a shelf.
Yeah, why not?
Don't start lying to them. We want to know what you're working with.
I've not lied yet. So.
We can't wait to hear how the Friday night date goes. Mm. Now we got to wait a weekend.
It might be a whole weekend date.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, now that Kelly has deleted Tinder again because she's Tinder official, that
well,
means.
What's the point of keeping it up if you're not going to use it?
She's at Tinder.
I think for the first
time. Here's up more space on my iPhone or something.
For the first time ever, everybody on the show is in a relationship.
Well, is it a relationship official?
Oh, yeah, it is. That's why.
I'm deleting your dating app. I think that's
official, Kelly.
I need to ask him about that. So
it got the job done. That's what she wanted it for, and it
worked.
So why use it anymore?
So to keep up with everything single, we bring in the selfie queen, Elena Davies, who is very active on Instagram, active on Tinder.
Just very active.
She's very active.
She's very active.
Yeah,
active on my couch. So don't get the wrong idea.
Her fingers are very active. We actually just spent the commercial break talking about Instagram.
Different accounts we follow and stuff.
Your Tinder experiences are what drew us to you because you have probably the funniest interactions with people.
I really do. And it's so funny because I have a girlfriend that is on Tinder a lot now, and she is about the Tinder life. Like, she's meeting guys left and right, meeting for drinks, going on dates, and she's showing me her matches, and I'm like, ooh, where's he?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't he pop up on mine? And I'm showing her my guys, and it's like, you know,
a crossover?
Just ridiculous.
I mean, you need to figure this out because you're the Tinder expert, Elena.
Is your goal to find a boyfriend?
I think not necessarily. I think I'm just along for the ride.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
If it happens.
Yeah, I got dumped a couple years ago. And so that's been
hard.
Very hard on me. Yeah. Ooh, girl. Tell it.
I think we need more time for her to tell it. But I want Elena to get into the two guys she came across, the two types of guys you came across on Tinder this week.
Yeah, just recently. Last week, update, Adam, my 16-year-old, guy. He hasn't been back on, so I guess his phone's still broken.
His mommy probably found out.
His mom probably saw his photo on Kid Nation and grounded him.
Actually, I think he's on vacation at Disneyland.
He probably is. So, I just keep on swiping to the left, just like Beyonce. And then I've started realizing, you know, some of these guys I would never. I look at their profile and I'm like, no, this is not an option. And I'm like, I'm going to swipe you right. Just because they're so ridiculous.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah, I'm like, this will provide me with some entertainment for the evening.
and lessons about dating, perhaps.
But see, that makes me nervous.
Why not?
I feel like I'm engaging strangers and strangers.
That's exactly
and it makes me nervous.
What you're doing.
That's just going out to a bar and buying somebody a drink. I mean, you're still engaging a stranger.
Right. Yeah, but she's purposely swiping right on weirdos.
So, Elena, you come across this picture of a dude in a towel holding it over his man part.
Yep, it was a pretty small towel.
His face isn't even in his profile picture.
Oh, no.
It is just from his neck to his upper thigh, and he's covered with a towel. He has a great body.
So this
if you're under 21, you are not allowed to go on Kid TV right now.
This is no face Tinder guy.
13. Who does that?
So, and he has three photos. Gosh, Jeremy. He has three photos, and they were all something of the sort. So I was like, this is ridiculous. Swipe right. And I messaged him, and I just said, well, we matched. So I was like, yay. do you have a face, or what's the situation there?
Yeah.
So still waiting to hear back. Not sure if he's got a face or not, but I will keep you updated. I know a lot of my Twitter followers are really excited to find out what's going on above the neck.
That's an ongoing storyline right now. I'm personally clinging on to that one.
Who does
It's a real wait and see.
I can't wait.
A lot
wait.
Of really? That on. There's
Al,
a lot.
You don't
you
even know.
You're swiping. Al, you should just get on just out of curiosity to see.
Because Al, you got to understand that it's really for a lot of guys just a hookup app.
Just
or
Al.
All they care about is how they look and how you look, because when you're hooking up, that's all that matters.
But see, for a guy, that might have been, he was a guy seeking girls. Because for women, we still need to see what's going on above the neck.
Face.
And I don't think for men that's as important.
But does a girl want that guy?
No.
Well, no, that's why she wouldn't
above the neck.
I don't.
Yeah.
I can't speak for all ladies out there, but I do not.
And what was the second guy you came across this week?
This guy, and I don't know if they're going to put a photo up on Kid TV, but it's a picture of him in a car. Another photo of him was just his... hand on a steering wheel of a Bentley. And which I think Jenna mentioned that last week, guys putting up the kind of douchey photo, like, here's my fancy car.
It could be the valet.
It could be.
Like park in somebody's
Bentley. Your friend's car. You never know.
Yeah. And then
So you swiped right on him.
I swiped right on him mostly because of his bio, which at the end has a little liner, and then he said, by the way, girls, I don't care, where are you from? And I think he's maybe an ESL, not from here.
Right.
He doesn't care where I'm from.
Right.
He just doesn't care.
He
by his
care.
Name, you can tell he's American.
So you got the car guy.
So I swiped right on him. And
did this lead to interaction?
It led to some interaction, yes. I just said, hey, I'm from Fort Worth.
He didn't care.
That's how you say him?
He didn't care. I wanted him to know, though. I wanted him to care. So, and he let me know that he was from Dallas, and then we should meet, and I'm hot, and he like.
Yeah, but he said, he sent you six in a row with no response from you. You're hot, and I like, and then we've blurted out something I read on your Twitter because it's highly offensive.
And I felt bad even putting it on Twitter. I was like,
what's your Twitter handle so people could follow your Tinder escapades?
It's Elena Davies, ELENADAVIES.
All right.
So I post a lot of
screenshots.
They're hilarious.
Yeah. So if you want the deets on the rest of the conversation, which went from literally 0 to 100, really quick.
Well, he's got that fast car. So
you never responded. You just left him
hanging. I never responded, and he called me a B. Send me your number, B. And I was like, what do you think? Like, is that going to get a woman?
Well, maybe he thinks you might be kind of woman that needs to be put in her place.
Maybe 50 Shades of Grey just came out.
Style.
Yeah.
Submissive. So, and he sent me another one the other day, and I don't even remember what that said. I think I unmatched him. I felt like it was time.
And you also had the guy who puts on his bio that says, I'm not here for hooking up.
Oh, yeah. That's another one of my favorite. I see this one a lot. And a lot of times they're pretty normal guys, obviously. They're letting you know, not here just for hookups. Don't want to just hook up.
So you wrote him?
So I swipe right. I'm like, hey, do you want to hook up? And he's like, well, I mean, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think we might do that. We're running short on time, but there are two dating apps that Elena has found, and there's one dating app that Kelly Raspberry found. We're going to put those up at KidNation.com. So if you want to try something different.
Something new.
Aside from Tinder,
yeah,
there's
mine
three
actually,
options.
Mine are actually like kind of coincide with Tinder. So you can use them. It's a Tinder-based app.
Yeah.
Use it alongside your Tinder
And yours
app.
Is one that's
mine
about to blow up, right, Kelly?
New. They're just testing it in two markets right now, mm-hmm. Dallas and St. Louis. It's backed by Mark Cuban.
What's it called?
Ooh. Nice.
It's called Cordem.
Cordem.
It's like a basketball court, C-O-U-R-T-E-M. And it's really kind of an interesting concept. It's the Anheuser-Busch brothers that started this app. Mark Cuban's like, that's a great idea and in on it.
Yeah, we'll put that up at Kid Nation.
Yeah.
And we'll get all the info and the link to it so you can download it if you want to test it out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.